All right, guys, here we are back with part two of this kind of double feature, triple feature. I might be watching eight tonight. We'll see, but I won't have that up until tomorrow. Let's see where we're at. I got my tea here. I'm ready. I'm a little bit caffeinated. It's 12:07 a.m. It's only a couple days till Halloween. I can already feel it. But I've been really, like, digging in the Halloween season since maybe halfway through September. So we'll see. Anyways, I might do these three recordings tonight, finish a script, and then get a, hopefully, you know, would be really nice, get up a video by Wednesday. That would be so ideal. Be so nice. Anyways, hope you guys are doing well. Let's see, we got Friday the 13th, part 7 here. I'll get the specs on that after the next ad read. We'll be right back. All right, same old song and dance, guys. Let's see. Oh, that looks a little loud. We're going to, we're going to have the updated Paramount, title card. And then after that, we're going to have Paramount Pictures Presents. Same old. When you see that disappear from the screen, you're going to press play. But first, you're going to pause. And you're going to pause in 3, 2, 1. The Friday 4 Inc. production. What the hell does that mean? It's like, we already had Jason Inc. or whatever it was. Oh, we're coming back with the... We haven't had recaps since part 4. The Death Curse. Sorry if there's a couple swallow. You can't just show that kill. So if there's a couple, like, you can hear me sipping on my tea, I need to keep my caffeine going. They held on that too long. If they just kept it on the hand, that would have been a lot cooler. They did. They successfully killed him. But I guess he did come back. That is right. Oh, wow. Oh, my God. That's not what happened. Wait, you can see the tombstone again in that shot. There he is. I don't know. I thought we were past these, you know, recaps. Like, don't get me wrong, I like a good video package, like before a WWE match. Beautiful. Perfect. But before this, like, I don't know. They're not even putting, like, pizzazz on it, really. They're just doing, like, it feels like I'm watching a trailer. We're a fan edit. All right. Oh boy, I wish I could fast forward through this. I just saw this like half an hour ago. Oh. I am a big fan of that Camp Blood thing. Who's supposed to be talking? It sounds like Ralph. This is a... I can't tell if this is a good title sequence or a bad one. The New Blood. See, what I'm very excited for in this one is Lar Park Lincoln. What I'm very excited for in this one is the fact that it's basically Carrie versus Jason. That is very alluring to me. See, it's not too long. Yeah, coming under 90 minutes, too. You'd love to see it. 88 minutes. Kane, that's right, Kane Hodder! Kane Hodder's in this one. Dude, Kane, he seems like a good guy, too. I don't know too much about him personally, but the interviews that he's in, they seem really, really sweet. Like, he seems like he's committed to, like, you know, the fans and just genuinely nice to people. So, yeah. I don't know how I feel about these, this title sequence. They might have been padding a little bit. Oh, John Carl, okay. Blucher? Belcher? No. Here we go. Finished off the tea. So he's just been chilling down there. Oh, and he changed his clothes, I think. I don't know. Looks a lot more blue. Last ones look kind of green, didn't they? I wonder how they achieved that shot. Did I have a dummy, maybe? When does this one take place? It's time to pull out the good old timeline. This guy sounds like a piece of shit. Tina. I swear there's another horror Tina. This timeline comes from the Friday the 13th Wikia, by the way, so I'm taking it as law. Ah, you gaslighting piece of shit. That face. That's a Carrie face if I ever saw one. You did it! Why are you saying no now? Well, I guess kids like can have instant regret like that. Is he going to be killed by Jason? Is Jason going to kill him? Okay, so Jason Lives takes place in 1990, apparently. 1993? Oh, okay. Wait a second. 1993 is when that scene just happened, apparently. And 1997 occurs when... Like, this is 1997 right now. The thing is, like, it appears as if it needs to be, like, they're not intention, they're, like, meant to be current day, but the series of events that it would take the time to occur, you know what I mean? Like it's not intended to be in the future, but like if you were to time it out as according to the events that happens in the movies and, you know, the way that they would need to progress, the time that you would need in between each one of them. Because we saw Jason in the lake before that. If you said like Jason If you said that Jason wasn't in that lake at that time, drowned after part six, then that could have occurred, you know, years and years ago, before even maybe the first movie. Well, I don't know. And then had, you know, like this could have taken place, you know, the year after Tommy Jarvis drowned him in the lake, but, you know, I don't know. A lot of nothing, I'm saying. It looks like they're ogling at her more than he is. Okay, yeah, no, you should have, you probably should have let her. Yeah, I'd say that's maybe an appropriate response. I don't know. Throw it on the car. Throw it on the car and be done with it. So if you kind of missed what was happening, because I was an asshole and talking about an irrelevant timeline, he's the therapist for her because, you know, of what happened when she was a kid. They're back at Crystal Lake to help her. What is that? Oh, matchbook, okay. So it has, I wonder if she's not used her power since. How come he believes it? You are a terrible therapist. What is the stop motion? But didn't the other one come first? Like, like, I get they have to address some of the telekinetic stuff, but I would, fuck you. I would almost say that I would have rather her just been telekinetically powered. Weird way to phrase it, but I almost would rather that she had telekinesis and they don't address it and we just see them fight. Or better yet, if they acquired the rights to Carrie and we could just like see that. Just straight up see Carrie versus Jason. Who's she looking at? I mean, he was abusive. I mean, I get that can be hard to balance, though. Like, you know, it's you can still feel strongly about somebody like that, in a positive way, even though they've done negative things. You know, I'm not saying that they deserve that affection necessarily, but more that, I don't know. I'm going to stop there before I dig this hole deeper. Are you going to play that whole fucking scene again? Oh my god, the padding on this film. Oh my god, this is something else. Dude, you needed sharp edits right there. You needed like flashes there. Come on. Man, he's been, you know what's great? That he does look like he was underwater and like soaking for a while down there. Like, look at the bones. That's some great stuff. Is she lifting the stone? Or like, how is she breaking him out? Oh, I see. Oh, that's going to be great. He's going to have that chain around his neck. The mask looks a little weird on him. Not going to lie. Oh, you can see his spine. Oh, my God. Oh, that's great. Look at that. That is fantastic. Where were you guys? She stormed out. Didn't you follow her? I love how he's just surrounded by pictures of him. I don't think anything gets. I could be wrong. I don't know. I would say by far one of the most poorly represented professions in film is therapy and therapists, and often in a very negative light. I would say at most it's maybe the most damaging. Cause like even if you misrepresent like doctors on a TV show, they can still go about their jobs in a correct way. But if you misrepresent therapy, that kinda can Oh, I just spilled the beans. Oh, well, I guess then. That was a weird way to bring it up. Oh. Did you really hold on to that, you fucking creep? Why would you wash it? I guess it did fall on the ground, but did half her clothes fall on the ground? I mean, I guess sweet enough. I don't know. What a piece of shit. if they changed the name. Man, he looks like a killer in this movie. Funny enough, though, I feel like if somebody were to draw Jason, he'd have like a black shirt and a brown jacket. And I don't think I've seen him in a black shirt and brown jacket so far in the series. He's been in more like a Michael Myers getup, at least this movie and the last. Let's see, part three. Well, he kind of had like a jumpsuit in part five too, and I think part three he did. He was kind of wearing like a. I forget. Doesn't really matter too much, anyways. It's not going to be Jason. I don't think. Or maybe it will be. Oh, yep, it was. Just kidding. Oh. Oh, I thought that was Jason from behind. And I was like, that's a weird shot. Like, why is he buckling his knees? Like, he's... like, he's taking a piss. Oh. Oh, no. What a sad thing to walk in on. I can't tell if being able to see his teeth is kind of hokey or if it's really awesome. I think really awesome. Well, you can hear the chain rattling. Oh, that's some good design. That's a little too guided for me. I almost would have rather had him like, ooh. I almost would have rather seen him throw it and it spin. Who? Yeah, I mean, you know, stoner. Not too off the beaten path. I don't think we're gonna make it to the next day. I think we're all just seeing everybody die tonight. He's got Crispin Glover vibes. What she got? Does laughing cow cheese have a cultural zeitgeist history that I'm not aware of? Why does she have laughing cow cheese patches on her shirt? Oh, Regina George. I don't know. The delivery was pretty good. Why would you, who gets pleasure from that? Oh, yo, that's pretty great. Yo, that's pretty cool that she could see that. Yo, why is this interesting?
Why would that? Is that really there? Or is it not there? I think it was a figment. Dude, okay, all right. Yeah, now it's not gonna be there. You have video evidence of her being like a psychic, and you're gonna be like, nah, can't be that you saw that. Oh, the hole's there. Did he rip it out? I mean, clearly there's a hole there. What they should have done is, like, if they had to, like, puncture it and leave a hole, they should have filmed this scene first, and then her running into the cabin afterwards. Unless he's going to see the hole. No, he's not. Okay, well, then what the fuck was that? Was about to say. There's a joke there. Oh, yep, machete. The caption just said, in Terminating the Terminator, I'll be back. So is he, I don't think he. Oh, I was going to say he just got too close to the frame to live. Yeah, well, I guess not. When people get that close, you know something's going down. I remember that with Cube. I was watching, I don't want to spoil it too much, but the character is set up to be like a person who's really going to get them out of the cube, and then he steps into like he steps into another room, and he's framed in a way that you can just tell, like, oh yeah, he's done. Oh dang, okay, I thought he got killed later, but okay, might be thinking of a kill later. I didn't expect him to get killed quite yet. Oh, this is that kill. I believe this is, if I recall correctly, I think it's James A. Janisse's favorite kill. Not that I'm a stan or nothing. Why are we getting the psycho score? But hey, I mean, hey, one of the best kills in the franchise right now. I thought it was a different kill, but we know this one. What a great one. That was awesome. This sounds like me. God damn it. He wasn't there last night. Neither was she. Neither of them were there last night. Why are you mad? What happened? What? Is there a Marilyn in the Munsters? Yeah, probably. Oh, you know what? He's a little bit better than I might have first imagined. Oh, was that her? I actually kind of like this dialogue, I'm not gonna lie. Twig snapping. Well, that ain't Jason, though. I like his double denim he's got going. That was a risky move. She ain't happy. Man, don't you have better stuff to do than to hide in the fucking forest? They were having such a sweet time, and then this piece of shit just walks in. Back when Mountain Dew had a like non-gamer logo, like, isn't it funny? Like, Mountain Dew was probably such like a just like general drink, and now it's like gamer fuel, you know? Like, oh, they did have a fight. Man, his personality really is just stoner. That was really weird delivery. I feel like he's really hit or miss. I guess then every miss. Isn't he in earshot? Again, another weird delivery. I don't. It's rather aggressive for no reason. I kind of like this little triangle they got going on. What is this? You're the worst. Yo. Was she choking her? She's got a she has a pretty bad poker face. I mean, you know, I mean, it makes sense why she would run. But also, like, that was, I don't know. It reminded me of from BuzzFeed Unsolved when Jimmy Hoffa's son asked one of Jimmy Hoffa's, like, closest friends, did you have anything to do with my father's death? The friend ran from the room. And Shane Madej was like, man, he has quite the poker face. Yeah, dude, you're really not doing that good. This poor girl. This poor fucking girl. He's got one in his wallet. Why would you have a picture of your cousin in your... Oh, I guess that makes sense. There's a little photo album there. I would almost leave tonight. But I guess you need a place to sleep. The second line was a lot better than the first. Also, does anything scream rich asshole, like a cardigan sweater, like tied around somebody's neck? Shoulders? I don't know. I guess either. Oh, God. Okay. All right. Come on. Get him, Kane. Yo. That was a good one. Yo. What does he do again? Does he just drown her? Oh, that's lame. What the fuck? Is that your criteria? Just a lack of perspiration? Yeah, she's upset. What was their issue though? What was their dispute? this is going to be one of those Breakfast Club things where they just need to, you know, wear some makeup and they'll be fine. No, it's not, you dick. I wonder why, that almost looks kind of fake. Like they did like a little green screen thing there. What? Why would that be there? Why would he know to look in there? What the fuck is happening? Wow, you're the actual worst. Where did Tina go? Did she go with Nick? So like, what are these? Oh, what's it say? Ooh. If it's her discovering the, well, you're not long for this world. Unless he thinks Tina did it. Yeah, you got your fingerprints on there now. Okay, but there's the other spike here. What? Okay, no, but you can't be discovering the telekinesis now because you already saw her pick up a TV. Oh, wait. Did he hide it? Oh, wait. Oh. Okay, so he's just a real bastard. I like her resourcefulness of getting the fuck out of Dodge. Yeah, she's like, you asshole, you did this. Oh, that's the car from earlier. Oh, she's going crap. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Yeah, here we are. Like, what an 80s haircut. Also, how do you go down in the middle of a party with such a radical change? I don't know. Why would he be out here? Where is you? Where you be? Oh, that's a death frame. That's a death shot right there. Oh no. Oh no. Oh damn, I'm really missing the mark on these shots. I think are just like shots that people get stabbed. Oh, you ain't long for this world, though. Oh, yay! At least she found it. Before the inevitable. Oh! Yo, what a great prosthetic. Ooh, the way that his jaw moves with the teeth, too, is impressive. Also, why didn't she run back to the house? Oh, boy. Wait, where is she? Is she, like, in a back room? I don't know. I will have maybe hid there a little bit longer. Well, I'm very confused by the layout of this, like, building? Room? I don't know. Poor thing, though. I mean, a bit of a lackluster kill. I think he believes now. They're not in the same room, are they? No. But like a moth drawn to a flame, Jason is definitely drawn to the smell of sex and latex. Yeah, the timing. What was the I don't know if I would have maybe put on a bit more clothes first. Again, what was their conflict? Michael Myers? I wonder if a Michael versus Jason movie would work. Because Freddy has the personality to make it work for Jason, but like I don't know if you could have two mute killers. Like Freddy, you know, he's got stuff going on. He talks and makes quips. The blood is suffering a little bit from Dawn of the Dead syndrome, where it's just like, looks like red paint, like stark red paint. Oh, that little sound effect. She, I don't know. She just explained why. She really is just like, got this lack of empathy. Soap, I don't know what soap on a rope is, but I kind of don't want to know. Oh, it's. Oh. Oh. Is. I can't tell if that's. I can't tell if that's a sexual thing or not. There's a loop in it. I don't know. I don't know. Poor fucking Michael, though. Where's this girl? Damn, that was a lot of mud right on the doormat and nowhere else. Get the munchies. I can't tell if he's the worst or the best. Jesus Christ. I do know somebody in real life that he does kind of remind me of, though. Oh, that was kind of cool. I can see him there. Oh, you're a little inconsiderate there, Kane. Is there no light? Is there no light in your fridge? What did he pick up? A little basic. Yeah, I thought he was going to pull out a pistol earlier. Why was it there, though? Did Jason put it there? I don't. Did she manifest it? Yeah, that's not going to help much against Jason, though. I'm going to let you know right fucking now. These aren't from Cruz, though. Oh, yo. I love how the chair was rocking. What is that supposed to be? That's supposed to find metal? Okay, that was actually better than I thought it was gonna be. I was expecting it to actually be like dick pills. This seems like a Telltale Games choice moment where you either got to get everybody together or go find the mom. I would really love... Oh, kind of him to open his neck to him. I would really love to see a Telltale, like, I know Telltale Games ain't a thing no more. I just recently played through the Batman games, which I really enjoyed, but I know it's not a thing anymore, but I'd love to see them do a horror movie. I know that's basically what Until Dawn is, but I feel like Telltale has, like, a, well, they do it just ever so slightly better. Plus, I like the season structure. Until Dawn was pretty good, though. I think I would say. Man, I'm losing it. On that caffeine, I don't know, maybe the movie's slowing down, I don't know. Man, I'm dreading having to watch Manhattan. What room is this his room? Okay. That makes sense. That was a big blunt. What the fuck? That was like the size of the flashlight. Jesus. All right, come on. It's going to be like a blow up doll or something. It's a fucking cat. Oh, God. Yeah, I was going to say, well, this cat hasn't been anywhere before. I don't know, is this supposed to be scary right now? Or like, what's... Oh, okay. I gotta say, not the most impressive head we've seen this series, but yeah. Oh, defenestration? Defenestration. Have they been deliberating this whole time? He says, I don't want to leave you alone. And then she says, you go then. And then he says, I'll be right back. Wasn't the point that, I don't know. We're still alive. We got Melissa. The mom, the doctor, Tina and him. Okay. All right. Yeah. I guess we're getting close. Yeah. We only got like 20 minutes left, kind of. Maybe 15 or 25 minutes, about 20 minutes. Are they still in the woods? I feel like they could have better interspliced these. I'm gonna leave. Oh shit. No, you piece of shit. Oh my God, really? What a piece of shit. Oh, he's gonna see blood. All your friends are dead, dude. They're all done. Oh boy. That horn was something else. Yeah, wait, where did she go? I don't know, it's a little weird to move your protagonist like that. Fuck you, asshole. Not him, her. She might be the most obnoxious character in the series. Well, maybe not like right out obnoxious, but just the most like, oh, you're a real piece of shit. Actually, you know what? Maybe the doctor's more. The doctor's a little bit more just like human garbage. She's a little bit more obnoxious, I'd say. Most convincing lie ever. Yeah, no, good, get away. Oh, I think he just sensed that his plot armor was up. Oh, you love to see it. This is his first time with an electric weapon, I think. It's funny, when Jason was unmasked in part 6, he really didn't have much of a face at all. He looks great in this one. Oh. Can he sense it? Why wouldn't you run? Oh, what a nice fall. Hey, good job. I mean, pretty lackluster kill, not gonna lie, but yeah. Oh. It's too bad. It was like the main person she cared about. About that. He's been scaring people more than anybody else in this film. He's been scaring people more than Jason. Even though it's Jason by proxy. Yo, what a great encounter. Okay, now this is the stuff I'm excited for. Hopefully you can hear that. I'm going to call on Discord. Let's see how much is left in this. 50 minutes. Ooh, what a nice. Yeah, check it out. Splash! They're gonna make a splash like Pimpin'. She goes nothing. Splash! Everybody call me Big Pimpin'. No, I ain't bluffing. I would say, you know, you should know that he's not dead, but like, I mean, nah, you know, I guess you would think he would be. Oh. See, he looks great in this. Ooh, yeah, I mean, you know, the glass stunts, I'll tell you what, there's nothing like a Friday the 13th glass stunt, and that shot would be really badass if it didn't have a bunch of balloons in it. He's got that one eye poking out. Yo, I'm so for this. Okay, this is what I came for. I know it's just coming in the last 15 minutes, but like, screw it, I'll take it. Oh, God. Did he bring the head back downstairs? Is that a headbutt by proxy? I'll watch him bust out of this door. Oh. Come on, Kane. Oh, this is going to be great, though. Oh, yo. That was great. That was awesome. What have they been doing? I really did not like the delivery on that. No, you didn't. Why would you think you killed? They didn't even shoot it like it was his death. You saw him get back up from electricity. I can't wait to see her get her shit fucking. Here it is. Ooh, that nice little squeak from the wood. Oh, there it goes. Here she goes. Get fucked. I don't know. I would maybe take back the teeth just because it is slightly distracting. Oh, and yeah, she's done. Oh! That's... I don't know. That was like a little intelligent for him, like compared to how Jason usually operates. It's usually like he usually has tunnel vision, but he like closed the door. Fuck him up. Do it to him. Oh my God. How are you going to get down though? Smart. Are you going to take his hand? I'm going to bet now. I think he lives. Nope, just kidding. He's about to fucking die. Or no, just kidding. No. Oh, no. Here's the shot. I really love how that shot. Yo. Good shit. Yeah, he's gonna be fine. Ooh, the way his legs turned is a little precarious. Oh, we're going to get an eye opening though. Is that why we only see his left eye? Does he not have a right eye? Or no. Sorry, that's my left. He would lack a left eye. Oh, this is a good one. See, like, I'm kind of all about, personally, this is a very personal taste thing, but I'm all about, you know, like, action movies that just have horror aesthetics. You're getting it everywhere. But you know what? I'm all about Friday the 13th. Oh no, you're getting on yourself. I'm about Friday the 13th movies ending with a big fire. There it goes. Oh, this fire stunt. I wonder if Ken Hodder did this. I think he did. Yo, that looks great. That looks great. I love the sound design, like the score of the Kiki under it. Don't you suffocate from fires before it like kills you by burning you? Ooh. Oh, that's a nice explosion. That's a wonderful explosion. Now he, I mean, like, look. If, like, man, I don't. It's funny when she's doing the telekinetic stuff, she's pretty good at acting, and then when she's giving line delivery, like I'm not sure if I buy her emotion all the time. How did he make that out? You should know, dude, that you're not gonna get him like that. No, don't kill him. Are you guys ready? Are you ready? Yeah, you want to try cheating on me? This is my dad. I know a lot of people think that's silly. I don't mind it. I'll be honest. Ooh, there it is. Now that's the thing. How do they bring back the mask? It's destroyed. Oh, this is literally the end of. Oh, let's go say literally like the beats at the end of part two. But they don't have proof of Jason this time. Was that a common thing? Did ambulances look like that? Because the one on the left, I feel like I've only seen them not only in film, but in real life like that. I don't know. The ending was a little abrupt, but you know. I don't know, slightly disappointing, I'll be honest. Not bad. I just wish the last 10 minutes were longer. Like, I wish that were like the last 20 minutes. But, yeah. You know? They have a little thing for the prologue. Yeah. Well, alrighty, guys. I hope you enjoyed. Not bad. Could have been better, I suppose. You know, I think you heard some of the gripes I had with it throughout the commentary track. Some of it didn't connect as much, but like when it hit. But it did fall flat at some points. And yeah, I don't know. Let me know what you think. Hit me up on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, Pretentious Movie Sheet. That's where we're at. Check us out. Hope you guys have a good night.